Chapter 43.
1. And the famine was severe in the land.
2. And it happened, when they had finished eating the grain which they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, Go back, buy a little food for us. 3. And Judah spoke to him, saying, The man fiercely repeated and gave warning, saying to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. 4. And if you are sending our brother with us, we will go down and buy food for you.
5. And if you are not sending, we will not go. For the man said to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. 6. And Israel said, Why did you do evil to me to tell the man you still had a brother? 7. And they said, The man keenly asked about us and about our kindred, saying, Is your father still alive? Is there a brother to you? And we said to him on the mouth of these words, Could we know certainly that he would say, Bring down your brother? 8. And Judah said to his father Israel, Send the youth with me, and let us rise up and go, and we may live and not die, both we, and you, and our little ones. 9. I will be surety for him. You may require him from my hand. If I do not bring him to you and set him before you, I shall be a sinner against you all the days. 10. If we had not delayed, truly now we would have returned this twice. 11. And their father Israel said to them, If it be so, then do this. Take from the produce of the land in your vessels and bring down a present to the man, a little balm, and a little honey, spices, and myrrh, nuts and almonds. 12. And take double silver in your hand, and the silver they put back in the mouth of your sacks, take back in your hand. Perhaps it was an oversight. 13. And take your brother and rise up. Return to the man. 14. And may Elohim Almighty give mercy to you before the man. And may he send your other brother to you, and Benjamin. And if I am bereaved, I am bereaved.
15. And the men took this present, and they took double silver in their hand, and Benjamin. And they rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. 16. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them. And he said to the one over his house, Bring the men into the house and slaughter and prepare an animal, for the men shall eat with me at noon. 17. And the man did as Joseph said. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house. 18. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the silver that was returned in our sacks before, we are being brought in, to throw himself on us and to fall on us, and to take us and our donkeys for slaves. 19. And they came near to the man who was over Joseph's house and spoke to him at the door of the house. 20. And they said, O my master, surely we came before to buy food. 21. And it happened, when we came to the camp and opened our sacks, behold, the silver of each one was in the mouth of his sack, our silver in its weight. And we bring it back in our hand. 22. And we have brought other silver in our hand to buy food. We do not know who put our silver in our sacks. 23. And he said, Peace to you, do not fear, your Elohim and the Elohim of your father has given a treasure to you in your sacks, your silver came to me. And he brought Simeon out to them. 24. And the man led out the men to Joseph's house. And he gave water, and they washed their feet. And he gave fodder for their donkeys. 25. And they prepared the present for the coming of Joseph at noon. For they had heard that they would eat bread there. 26. And Joseph came into the house. And they brought the present in their hand to him, into the house. And they bowed to him, to the earth. 27. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, Is there peace to your father, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive? 28. And they said, Peace is to your servant, to our father, he still lives. And they fell down and bowed. 29. And he raised his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, the son of his mother. And he said, Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? And he said, May Elohim favor you, my son. 30. And Joseph hurried, for his emotions were deeply moved toward his brother. And he sought a place to weep, and he came into the inner room and wept there. 31. And he washed his face and controlled himself, and went out and said, Set out bread. 32. And they set out for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians eating with him by themselves. For the Egyptians cannot eat bread with the Hebrews, for it is an abomination in Egypt. 33. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the younger according to his youth. And the men were astonished, each to his neighbor. 34. And one carried portions from before him to them, and Benjamin's portion was greater than the portions of all of them, five times as much. And they drank and were drunken with him.
Chapter 34.
1. And he commanded the one over his house, saying, Fill the sacks of the men with food, as much as they are able to carry, and put the silver of each one in the mouth of his sack. 2. And put my cup, the cup of silver, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest, and the silver for his grain. And he did according to Joseph's word, that which he spoke. 3. At the morning light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. 4. They had gone out from the city, not having gone far, and Joseph said to the one over his house, Rise up, pursue the men and overtake them, and say to them, Why have you repaid evil for good? 5. Is this not that in which my master usually drinks in, and surely he divines by it? You have done evil in what you have done. 6. And he overtook them and spoke these words to them. 7. And they said to him, Why should my master speak according to these words? Far be it from your servants to do according to this word. 8. See the silver which we found in the mouth of our sacks, we return to you from the land of Canaan. And how should we steal silver or gold from the house of your master? 9. With whomever it may be found, with him of your servants, he shall die, and we also will become slaves to my lord. 10. And he said, Now also let it be according to your words, with whomever it is found with him, he shall become a slave to me, and you shall be innocent. 11. And they hurried, and each one brought down his sack to the earth. And each one opened his sack. 12. And he searched, with the oldest first, and with the youngest last, and the cup was found in the sack of Benjamin. 13. And they tore their clothes, and they each one loaded his donkey, and returned to the city. 14. And Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there. And they fell before him to the earth. 15. And Joseph said to them, What is this deed which you have done? Did you not know that a man like me would practice divination? 16. And Judah said, What can we say to my master? What can we speak, and in what can we justify ourselves? Elohim has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are slaves to my master, both we and he in whose hand the cup was found. 17. And he said, Far be it from me to do this. The man in whose hand the cup was found, he shall become a slave to me, and you go up in peace to your father. 18. And Judah came near to him and said, O my master, please let your servant speak a word in the ears of my master, and let not your anger glow on our servant, for you are like Pharaoh. 19. My master asked his servants, saying, Is there a brother or a father to you? 20. And we said to my master, An aged father is to us, and a young child of his old age, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. 21. And you said to your servants, Bring him down to me, and let me see him. 22. And we said to my master, The youth is not able to leave his father, and if he should leave his father, he will die. 23. And you said to your servants, If your youngest brother does not come down with you, you shall not see my face any more. 24. And it happened, when we had gone up to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my master. 25. And our father said, Go back, buy a little food for us. 26. And we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, we will go down. For we cannot see the face of the man if our youngest brother is not with us. 27. And your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore two to me. 28. And one went out from me. And I said, indeed, surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him until now. 29. And if you take this one also from my face, and harm happens to him, you will bring down my gray hair to the grave in sorrow. 30. And now when I come to your servant, my father, and the youth is not with us and his soul being bound to his soul, 31. It will be when he sees that the youth is not, he will die. And your servants will bring down the gray hair of your servant our father to the grave in sorrow. 32. For your servant was surety for the youth with my father, saying, if I do not bring him to you, I shall be a sinner against my father all the days. 33. And now please let your servant remain as a slave to my master instead of the youth, and let the youth go up with his brothers. 34. For how can I go to my father, and the youth not be with me, lest I look on the evil which will find my father?
Chapter 45.
1. And Joseph was not able to control himself in regard to those standing beside him. And he called out, cause every man to go out from me. And no man stood before him as Joseph was making himself known to his brothers. 2. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. 3. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? And his brothers were not able to answer him, for they trembled before him. 4. And Joseph said to his brothers, now come near to me. And they came near. And he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. 5. And now do not be grieved, and let no anger be in your eyes because you sold me here, for Elohim sent me before you to save life. 6. For the famine has been in the midst of the land for 2 years. And there are still 5 years in which no plowing and harvest will be. 7. And Elohim sent me before you to put a remnant in the land for you, and to keep alive for you a great deliverance. 8. And now you did not send me here, but Elohim. And he has placed me for a father to Pharaoh, and for a master in all his house, and a ruler in all the land of Egypt. 9. Hurry and go up to my father, and say to him, so says your son Joseph, Elohim has placed me as a master to all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. 10. And you shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your sons and sons of your sons, and your flocks, and your herds, and all you have. 11. And I will nourish you there, for there are still 5 years of famine, lest you be made poor, you and your house and all which abides with you. 12. And behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that my mouth is speaking to you. 13. And you tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and all that you have seen. And hurry and bring down my father here.
14. And he fell on the neck of his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. 15. And he kissed all his brothers, and wept on them. And afterwards his brothers spoke with him. 16. And the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, the brothers of Joseph have come. And it was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. 17. Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart. Go to the land of Canaan. 18. And take your father, and your houses, and come to me. And I will give to you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. 19. And you are commanded, you do this, take for yourselves wagons from the land of Egypt, for your little ones, and for your wives, and take your father and come. 20. And your eye, let it have no regard for your vessels, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. 21. And the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave wagons to them according to the mouth of Pharaoh, and he gave provisions to them for the way. 22. He gave to all of them, to each one, changes of clothing, and he gave to Benjamin 300 pieces of silver, and 5 changes of clothing. 23. And to his father he sent this: 10 donkeys bearing the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-donkeys bearing grain, and bread, and food for his father for the way. 24. And he sent his brothers away, and they went. And he said to them, Do not quarrel along the way. 25. And they went up from Egypt and came into the land of Canaan, to their father Jacob. 26. And they told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler in all the land of Egypt. And his heart froze up, for he did not believe them. 27. And they spoke to him all Joseph's words which he had spoken to them. And he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, and the spirit of their father Jacob revived. 28. And Israel said, It is enough. My son Joseph is alive. I will go and see him before I die.
Chapter 46 plus 1. And Israel and all which were to him departed, and he came to Beersheba. And he sacrificed sacrifices to the Elohim of his father Isaac. 2. And Elohim said to Israel in visions of the night, and he spoke, Jacob, Jacob. And he answered, I am here. 3. And he said, I am Elohim, the El of your fathers. Do not fear to go down into Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. 4. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely return you. And Joseph shall put his hand on your eyes. 5. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, and their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. 6. And they took their livestock and their property which they had acquired in the land of Canaan. And they came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him.
7. His sons and the sons of his sons were with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed he brought with him into Egypt. 8. And these were the names of the sons of Israel, those coming into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. The firstborn of Jacob was Reuben. 9. And the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi. 10. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Juman, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zorah, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitess. 11. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
12. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. And and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez, Hezron, and Hamul. 13. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Fuva, and Job, and Shimron. 14. And the sons of Zebulun, Serd, and Elon, and Jaleel. 15. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Paddan Aram, and his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. 16. And the sons of Ged, Zipion, and Haji, Shani, and Asban, Eri, and Erodi, and Ereli. 17. And the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishwa, and Ishvi, and Beria, and their sister Sarah. And the sons of Beria, Heber and Malchil. 18. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, and she bore these to Jacob, 16 souls. 19. The sons of Rachel, the wife of Jacob, Joseph and Benjamin. 20. And Manasseh and Ephraim were born to Joseph in the land of Egypt, whom Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. 21. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Becher, and Ashbel, Jerah, and Naaman, Hai, and Rosh, and Muppim, and Huppim, and Ard. 22. These were the sons of Rachel which were born to Jacob, all the souls were 40. 23. And the son of Dan was Hushim. 24. And the sons of Naphtali, Yaziel, and Guni, and Yezer, and Shalom. 25. These were the sons of Bilhah whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel, and she bore these to Jacob, all the souls were 7. 26, all the souls belonging to Jacob coming into Egypt, those springing from his loins, besides the wives of the sons of Jacob, all the souls were 66. 27, and the sons of Joseph which were born to him in Egypt, two souls. All the souls belonging to the house of Jacob coming into Egypt were 75. 28, and he sent Judah before him to Joseph, to give directions before him to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. 29, and Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet his father Israel to Goshen. And he appeared to him, and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a long time. 30, and Israel said to Joseph, This time let me die after seeing your face, because you are still alive. 31, and Joseph said to his brothers, and to the house of his father, I will go up and report to Pharaoh. And I will say to him, My brothers and the house of my father, who were in the land of Canaan, have come into me. 32, and the men are shepherds of flocks, for they have been men of cattle, and their flocks and their herds, and all which belongs to them they have brought in. 33, and it shall be, when Pharaoh calls to you and says, What is your occupation? 34, you shall say, Your servants have been men of livestock from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers. This is so that you may live in the land of Goshen. For the abomination of Egypt is every shepherd of flocks,